Hi, and welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast, episode 27. I'm Janice Cunning.
And I'm David Langiuli.
So, David, we're going to talk about one of our favorite things to talk about today.
Yeah, leadership development in the non-profit world and investing in yourself, or if you lead a team, investing in your people.
Yeah. So I wrote in the blog post last week sort of, you know, some of my thoughts about how, and, you know, we've talked about this a lot. Like, we see a lot of investment in training around fundraising, like
how to
raise more money, how to have better, relationships with donors, how to better understand your donors. And then we see a gap.
Right. Yeah, there is lots of good fundraising training out there. and you and I have made a conscious choice not to offer that through fundraising leadership. So some of the folks in the audience, you know, or people who come to get to know us, they're like, oh, do you do any fundraising training? And we're like, no, we develop leaders who do fundraising.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we send them over to all those other good resources.
Yes, because there's already many, many great companies and people doing that. So, yeah. And one of the things, I'm curious what you think about this. Like, one of my hunches or kind of intuitions is that part of it is that we mostly measure external relationships.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I think you hit on a really good point there in your article, and what you mentioned right now is that I think there's a perception that, and I think it's partly true, that if we invest in fundraising training, then we can show an immediate return on investment, and that's good. And you and I take a stand for yes, and like that, and also developing leaders, because you're not going to, I will assert, and I'm happy to debate you or anyone else on, who cares to debate me on this, that I will assert that you cannot have long-lasting fundraising success if you don't develop your leaders.
And this happens in many sectors, but it also happens in the nonprofit where you're a great fundraiser and you get promoted. And just as a little sneak peek for our listeners, we're just creating a course called You're a manager. Now what?
Now what? Exactly. You are a great fundraiser. Now you're a manager. What the hell do I do now? And I never got any training in management or leadership. So yes, stay tuned. We are developing a self-paced online course for you all in that role. And that's going to be fun and available in a couple months.
Yeah. Yeah. But meanwhile, we have some things that we want to share, and I did want to, when I wrote this, like, I wanted to focus on things that were accessible, right? So they were things that if your organization is not willing to invest, that you could choose to do yourself. You know, they're things that don't take a huge amount of time or money, because we see a lot of scarcity kind of perspective in nonprofits where it's like, you know, we can't do that because it's, you know, we don't have the time, we don't have the money. So I wanted to kind of hit on things that really you can get into action around, like, right, today.
Yeah. I want to just build on this a little bit. Yeah. We'll talk about some resources that the audience can access. But it's a shared passion of ours to really help leaders and managers in the nonprofit world, because they're, or even if you go through an MBA program like I did, no one's teaching you, really, I'm telling you, no one teaches you how to lead and manage. They teach you about finance, they teach you about marketing, they'll teach, you know, about organizational behavior, they'll teach about, you know, the theory of organizational structures and all of this, which is how I got introduced to the nonprofit world, which was kind of cool. But it's very short on leadership and management. And so many of us learn that along the way. And you and I have a shared passion for helping folks in the nonprofit world get there faster.
And when we say like, you know, one of the things I talk about is investing in leadership, like, what we're talking about is building the skills of, like, how do you create trust on your team?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you have those difficult conversations? How do you give feedback? You know, how do you help your team to like kind of go beyond, like motivate them to go beyond what they think is possible? Like, that's what we're really talking about. Like, the more, you know, I kind of dislike that term soft skills, but it always feels like there's not a better term.
Soft skills that are hard unless you learn them.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know?
So one of the things we talk about is learning together. Like, you know, like just actually, I mean, and if no one will do it with you at work, you can do your own reading. You know, there's so many great books and there's great podcasts and there's great articles. And now there's, you know, social media where you can follow influencers that you really find are doing incredible work.
Yeah, I like what you wrote about in the blog post about like a little book club thing. It's interesting. We had Jeremy Benjamin on the podcast earlier this year, and we're all going to have, you know, continue to have more guests. And he is a senior development officer at San Francisco General. But anyway, when he and I were working together in the fundraising field, we had a passion for reading personal and professional development books, and we started a book reading club at San Francisco State, and several of the development officers joined us, and we used to read, you know, someone would suggest a book, and we would read it, and then we'd go out to lunch and talk about it. It was great.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It's something simple you could do, and you know, we created a reading list for our audience that's free, that some of our favorites.
Yeah. I love that. It's and I do some volunteer work, and that's one of the things, all the volunteers that I'm involved with, that's one thing we do together. And actually, you know, we do it, we literally read a chapter and then, you know, like, and then we talk about it. So if it, reading a book, like for a lot of people, reading a whole book feels like a lot of time, you know, so you could meet once a month and talk about a chapter. You know, and work your way through any of the books like that too.
And for you commuters out there, I think nearly every suggestion we have on the fundraising leadership reading list is available in audio, because many of those selections, at least half of them, are mine, and I don't read books.
Yes, you like to listen to your books. I like old school paper books from the library, and you like to.
Right. So that's one free, complimentary free resource that you can grab over at fundraisingleadership.org. And under our resources tab, you can go just download, you know, press the button and go grab that reading list. There's a lot of really classics in the fields of personal and professional development.
And then another thing I talk about is like encouraging people on your team, or, you know, taking, just giving yourself permission to make more connections, right? And ideally it's great to have you know, a manager or leaders above you that can mentor you, but not everybody has that, right? So get outside of your organization. Things like AFP, the Association of Fundraising Professionals. Like, I know many here in Toronto where I live, many of the up and coming superstar young fundraisers get really involved, and they start at the committee level, which is accessible, you know, and they're always looking for people to create new events and sit on committees.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I think AFP is a great resource. There's also CASE for those of you who are in the university world. I just was invited to be on the board here at our AFP South Florida chapter. And so, volunteering for service is a great leadership way to sharpen your leadership capacity, for sure. And so we encourage you, and even if it's just going to some of the networking events, like I know here in Southwest Florida, we have events that are professional development oriented, where they're topical, and, you know, my going on to the board there, we were going to bring some more leadership and management programs to our chapter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
What we'll be doing.
Yeah. I think it is, you know, I say this a lot to my coaching clients, like you have to think beyond your job nowadays. Like, you have to think about your career, and your career is your responsibility. You know, you have to like give yourself permission to be crafting a career
That
goes beyond the current position that you're in. So.
Well, and in order to do that, sometimes you have to pause and take stock of sort of, you know, who am I? What am I up to in the world? And what skills do I have? And what skills do I need? And so we did create a relatively short assessment that really looks at 9 what we call essential qualities of nonprofit leaders. And so if you want to just kind of see where you are on those 9 essential qualities that we think through our experience, Janice and I, and through our interaction with leaders in the nonprofit world that we've observed over the years, we kind of came up with these 9 qualities. You can go take that free assessment at fundraisingleadership.org. That's another way to just measure yourself, see how you measure up right now.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We had so much fun making that.
That was cool.
You were actually here in Toronto when we made that. It was so much fun.
It was great. And then, of course, we had some help from a consultant sort of get it online for us. So enjoy that, folks. It's free. It'll give you a score. And, you know, you can see where you might have some gaps. Be brutally honest with yourself.
Yeah. And what I, just to build on that, I love the idea of like, get a bunch of your sort of colleagues together, you know, if you have some people who are at the, you know, in different roles, but at the same level as you, and take it and, you know, be a little vulnerable and willing to share your growth edges, you could really support each other.
Yeah. If you're just a little bit hesitant to do that with a colleague because of the sensitivity, or you don't have an environment of trust. I mean, that's a whole nother topic, mm-hmm. right? How do you build that environment of trust? And we're going to be diving into that in our course next month. But if you don't have that environment of trust and you want to talk to one of us, we will gladly talk to you about your assessment and to have a little coaching session with you around that, right?
Yeah.
You'll do that?
Yeah,
just reach out to us. Sure.
Yeah. So let's, you just kind of mentioned our course. Let's talk about that. Like, one of the ways that we suggest that organizations and individuals invest in leadership is by actually taking courses around growing your leadership.
Well, yeah. And there aren't that many good ones out there. And the ones like that you and I went through, which was nearly a year long and $15,000 commitment. I mean, that's a huge investment in yourself. We've made this course, it's called Leading High Performing Teams in the Nonprofit World, very affordable for folks in the nonprofit world. That's like part of what we're up to, is making mm-hmm. this kind of material accessible and available. Combining live training with pre-prepared content. So we'd love to have you in the course. Again, you can go to fundraisingleadership.org and click on training. You can see that course, Leading High Performing Teams, and come join us. Invest in yourself.
It's only 3 weeks away now. Woo! This whole year is like going by so fast. But and one of the I will say for myself. I've said this to you, but it's really, to me, one of the most fun things we do are these courses. And what I love is that it's a cohort of nonprofit leaders who really want to be better leaders. So they come together and, you know, of course, we share some ideas and hopefully some wisdom, but really it's about drawing out the wisdom of those group of people. And so you get to you get to network and create new connections. And often that's what comes out of our course, is like people will end up staying in touch and making new connections. So, yeah.
Absolutely. We've seen that now over the past couple of years, where folks support one another after the course, you know, in their leadership quests beyond the course. So that's another really nice thing about, because we do the live training, you know, on video 2 times a week for 4 weeks, people get to know each other mm-hmm. and they get to be vulnerable. They get to, you know, talk about their challenges and share and also help others. Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. it's not just you and me.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So we would love to have you join us for that. And so that's one thing you could try. You know, we always love to give everybody something to try. So that's one thing. And the other thing is, if you haven't done so already, as we mentioned earlier, just go and take our assessment. Like, you know, start out with the first step of seeing where you are. And like you said, it's a self-assessment, so you have to be very honest.
Yes. Yeah, be honest with yourself. No one's going to see it. We don't, you know, it's confidential. Just take the assessment and be honest with yourself and kind of see where you might need some improvement. Mm-hmm. And that's an easy step, and that's completely free. So enjoy that. That's something we encourage you to go put into practice.
Yeah. We'll see you next time.
All right. Take care.
Bye.